Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Susan Finley, who is a certified life coach and catalyst. She specializes in happiness, personal empowerment, spirituality, the law of attraction, and metaphysics. Susan's mission is to empower others to create a happier, more abundant, healthier life. In fact, the life of their dreams. Susan provides her clients with very practical, easy-to-understand visionary tools, knowledge, and information in a very uplifting way. Some of these ways include helping her clients discover their passions, releasing blocks and limiting beliefs, discovering how to have more unconditional love of themselves and others, learning how to receive assistance from the higher realms, and empowering her clients with new healing techniques. In just a couple of minutes, I'm going to give you ways to contact Susan, so please have your pens and pieces of paper handy. I will tell you this, Susan is the author of a book entitled Keys to Unlocking the Law of Attraction. And I've got a dog here that wants to speak out, so I'm just going to go to him for a minute. Hi there, Shadow. You're a good boy. Yes, yes. Okay. So anyhow, the keys to unlocking the law of attraction is what you need to know to have the life you desire. Okay, excuse me, folks. Shadow, that's a good boy. You go out there. Thank you. All the joys of doing live radio in your home. The book provides the best of the best information, tools, and techniques she's learned and uses in her own life. It's presented in a very simple and easy to understand way, which will assist you in attracting the wonderful life you desire. You may purchase this book as an ebook on her website, which I'll give you in a moment, or write to her to send you a hard copy. She also offers personal coaching and angel and empowerment card reading, and she will be doing some of that in the second half of the show. So if you want to write to her, I'm going to give you her email address, I'm going to give you her website, and I'm going to give you a phone number. First, her email address is sue@youressentialhappiness.com. You can call her at 330-475-5478, or you can check her out on her website, which is on the World Wide Web. It's youressentialhappiness.com. And so, Susan, let me ask you, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me again. I love being on your show.
Oh, well, it's a joy, as I've expressed to you, and thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to be talking about...
Your dog sounds so cute.
Oh, well, he is a cutie, but he has an issue with me being on the telephone, which is how I do the show. He wants
like
to be number
kids.
One. Yes, yes, he is. He's a big two-year-old. He's a black lab, and he's a sweetheart.
Aww.
And his sister, in contrast to him, is a tiny little chihuahua. And the two of them get along great, but she doesn't mind me talking on the telephone. She's nestled up on the floor right now, and I just hope he behaves himself in the other room. At any rate, I love pets and have a lot of them.
Oh, I do too. Our little dog's upstairs with my husband right now. So cute too.
What kind of dog do you have?
She's a Morkie. She's half Maltese.
I don't know what a Morkie is.
She looks a lot like a Yorkie, but she's whiter because she's a mix of Maltese and Yorkie.
I call her
a Morkie. Now it's a new breed.
I love the name.
She's adorable.
That's great.
She's a good girl.
Reminds me of Mork and Mindy.
Yes.
Well, so that's one of your passions, and another one is the healing code, which we're going to talk about tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you be kind enough to fill us in? Yes. I love the healing code because it really, I've tried it and I've used it on many people, and you can just feel the energies when you do this. It's calling in the light, life, and love of God. It's really the love of God, which really is what heals. And what it is, it's a coded sequence, and it was given to a man named Alexander Lloyd back in 2001. He was a psychologist and a Reiki healer, but he could not heal his wife's depression. She had it for many years, and she was about at the very end of her straw, and she called him one day when he was on an airplane and said, "This is it, I'm done." And he all of a sudden had this code downloaded into his mind, and he knows it's from God because it's healed many, many people. What it is it heals destructive energy patterns, and many of them are subconscious. We don't even know sometimes what's causing our issues, and some of them, or many, actually I should say most of them, are subconscious, because when you feel things for a long time, it goes into your subconscious. So we don't even, with the healing code, we don't even have to worry about what is causing it. We can just say what our symptoms are. And it's the love that's healing that too. So do you want me to explain a little bit more how it works?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, okay, so what it is, and what I loved about this is it's so simple to do, and you can do it yourself. You don't have to go to a healer. You can do it yourself because you're accessing the love of God. And it heals all over your body. And what it is you're going to use your fingers and both of your hands to point to four different areas around your head. And when you point, you're going to be about 2 to 3 inches away from these spots. And I've even had intuitive readers who I've asked questions about this just to make sure it was getting all over our bodies, and they said, yes, these four areas get into all of our bodies. It probably covers all of our meridians and all the places that I'll tell you about in a minute. But it does enter into all of our bodies, which I really love, all parts of our bodies, which I really love. And Dr. Lloyd said that it was the love that was the healing resource, and it heals everything, like hurtful memories and physical symptoms, and they just disappear, with fear, like fear, anger, guilt, hopelessness, depression, sadness, loneliness, unforgiveness, a lot of stress. This causes our sicknesses, and what it does is it goes to the root of it, the root cause of it. We don't even have to know what it is, and it focuses on the spiritual issues of the heart. And when these issues of the heart heal, the stress reduces and our immune system bounces back and it increases. So the immune system is allowed to heal the way it was designed to heal normally. So the healing energy transforms any destructive energy and allows the body to heal. It's just wonderful. And do you want me to tell you all some of the things that it's healed, some of the people and some of the things that it's healed? David? Hello?
Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know if I got cut off. Well, it's
no,
really
I was muted, so sorry about that.
That's okay. It heals just about everything. It heals mental health problems, emotional, career issues, relationship problems, and even peak performance issues, and all sorts of issues, And they're in his book, if you ever want to purchase his book, The Healing Code. It's healed Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, cancers, unforgiveness issues, chronic pain, insomnia, addictions, depression, emotional healing, back injuries, diabetes, migraines, even your pets are healed, other people are healed. You can heal other people beside yourself too. Chronic fatigue, neurological problems, suicidal depression, panic attacks, perfectionism, and it's even healed holes in the heart. Just about everything it heals. And so it's just an amazing tool that you can do yourself. It's very inexpensive, and you learn the prayer. You can memorize this prayer and say it anywhere you go. Like I even say it in the car sometimes, and nobody even knows I'm saying it, and it's really amazing. It makes you feel really amazing too.
Hmm.
And do you want me to go over the four areas that you touched then?
Yes.
And it's always in this sequence. It's never supposed to be out of this sequence. So the first area, you're going to put your hands, and your hands are together on all of these. You place your hands together with the two little baby fingers touching each other. You're like cupping it around this area. You're about 2 to 3 inches away from these areas. So the first area is your bridge, and that is your eyebrow area. Pretend your eyebrows are just completely, there's like your eyebrows are continuing all the way through the front of your head. You're just going to put it right in the center of your head, right by the eyebrow area. That's the bridge. And that bridge, it's like your eyebrows are growing together. And that bridge area covers the pituitary gland. That's the master gland that controls all the endocrine system processes and the pineal gland. So why doesn't everybody just put their hands, kind of cup their hands about 2 to 3 inches away, and your two little baby fingers are touching, and you're just holding it about 2 to 3 inches away. That's the first area. And now the second area, we're going to move down to the Adam's apple. So our arms are going to be resting on our chest, and our fingers are like little flashlights. Pretend there's little flashlights, and the energy coming from them is like the light from a flashlight. And it's about 2 to 3 inches away from this area, your Adam's apple. And the Adam's apple covers your spinal cord, your central nervous system, and your thyroid gland. And you might notice, if you're doing this yourself, that sometimes you may want to linger on one or more of these areas. That's because you probably need that healing more there. I kind of always play it by ear and use my intuition. Usually they say 30 seconds on each area, and then you repeat it 2 other times. So it's a total of about 6 minutes total. If you go through the four centers at 30 seconds each, and then you repeat it twice, that's about 6 minutes total. But mine always lasts longer than that. And I usually linger on a certain area more than others. Intuitively, you'll feel it. You're like you might have a voice in your head saying, oh, just five more seconds or something like that. So that's covering the spinal cord, the central nervous system, and the thyroid. And you're about 2 to 3 inches away. So if everybody could put their fingers there just for practice. Resting on your chest, that's your second area, and it always goes in this order. Now, the third area is your jaw area. So if you reach back there and you see your jaw, you see that little point in the back of your jaw, that's the area right there. So you just kind of stick your arms out into at your side. They're kind of sticking out, and you move your fingers about 2 to 3 inches away. That's the third area that you go to, and that's the reactive emotional brain plus the spinal cord and central nervous system. Okay, so everybody try putting their fingers there, about 2 to 3 inches away from that little, it's like a little nodule right at the back of the jawbone there. That's the third area. And the fourth area right here is the temple, and that is that little indent on the sides of your head. Does everybody see that little indent at the sides of your head? And you go about a half inch above that and a half inch back. But I think some people are very worried, oh, am I getting the right spot? It'll find its way. If you have it in that vicinity, just in that little indent, go about a half inch up and a half inch back. That covers your pituitary gland. That's your master gland. That doesn't cover that. I've got the wrong one. That covers the high functioning of your left and right brain and the hypothalamus. So it covers everything in your whole body. Does everybody find that area there, about a half inch up and a half inch back? And then when we're saying this, what you should be doing, we're going to say a little prayer first to set the intention of what that we want to heal. If you want to choose someone else, you can choose someone else, and I'll leave a blank for your name or their name. You can choose that person. I would only pick one person right now and concentrate on their issues being healed. So when we're doing this for these 6 minutes or a little bit more, you should be saying something positive. Like, you don't want to say something you don't believe in. You don't want to say my cancer is already healed if you don't believe it. Say, my cancer is being healed now. My cancer is healing. I'm healing now. Healing energy is being sent to my cancer. Things like that. You want to say something positive to know and to state what you want to have happen. So it's a very positive thing. You can say it to yourself. You can say it out loud or whatever you want to do. And then we'll move into the next position. And then when we're done with the first set, we'll just do it one more time again. And I'll say the healing code prayer that comes before it two other times. I always say it again. I don't even know if you have to, but I always do. I always want to say the prayer again just to restate my intentions for healing. So, and then when you send it to someone else, just at the end, all you have to do differently is just say, I release the full effects of this healing to, and name that person in love. I release the full effects of this healing to Jody in love. And now if you have multiple people, you can mention multiple people. Before we start this, I'm also going to, since there's a lot of people on here, he said, and you may be saying it for someone other than yourself, we're going to put you in Merkava fields surrounding all of you and anyone you're praying for this healing, so everybody's protected from anyone else's energies and issues bleeding through. Whenever you have a group, you should really put yourself in some kind of a protection from anyone else's energies and issues so they don't bleed through. So we'll do that first. And then
can
we'll
I
say
ask
the
you
prayer.
A quick question, Susan?
Yes.
When you are doing the jaw and the temple, do you move from one side to the other, or do you just pick one side?
Oh, okay. So what you're doing is both of your hands are doing it. You're doing it on Both hands are on the bridge, right in the center where your eyebrows meet. Pretend your eyebrows are meeting. Both of your hands are there. Now both of your hands are going to be moving down to the Adam's apple. Both of them are resting on your chest. Then when it comes to the jaw, your left hand is on the left side of your jaw. The right hand is on the right side of your jaw.
Gotcha.
The same with your temple.
Okay.
The left side is on the left side of your temple. You're using both of your hands at all times. Both of your hands are healing. Pretend they're like flashlights, and this energy is coming through your hands. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. And then how often you do this, I don't want to forget to say that. They say once a day starts healing, but actually if you want more power, do it twice. Do it three times a day. I think three is a perfect number. Three is a magical number, the number of the Trinity, and I always tend to do things in threes. And so if you want to spread it out throughout the whole day, like morning, noon, and night, you can say the healing code morning, noon, and night. It only takes 6 minutes. It's not very long at all, but it does so much good for people who are wanting to heal. So you could say it once a day, but the more often, the better. It gives it more. And if you say it out loud, if you say things out loud like, my cancer is healing, it just gives it more power. Whenever you say things out loud, it gives it more power. Do you have any questions before we start?
I'm good. Thank you for clarifying that. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. You're welcome. So are we ready to start? Do you want to try it?
Sure.
Okay. So I might have you take some deep breaths when we're moving from one place to the next. This is a good idea to kind of clear that area and go into the next one. And you'll feel intuitively most of the time when you should take breaths too. You just use your intuition on this. But a lot of time, what I feel is I should take a breath right after I've left a certain area and then another breath when I go on to the next area. That's how I feel. But you may feel something different. So we're going to start by putting everybody in Merkaba fields to protect them. So I'm going to say this for everybody. This is for everybody in this group and for everybody listening to the replay. So take a deep breath now. I am of God. I ground myself to the earth and I accept this healing for my highest good. I command you, God, to create 27 esoteric Merkava fields around each person in this group that this prayer is for, to protect that person from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for that person's greatest and highest good. Optimize the vibration of these Merkava fields and program these Merkava fields with the blueprint of that person's DNA and the keys of Enoch, so not to allow anything to enter except for that which is for that person's greatest and highest good through all space-time continuums in every dimension. I thank you, God, and I send you my unconditional love. So be it. Amen. Now I'm going to say the healing code prayer, and then we're going to begin. If you want to, we can already put our hands on the first spot, which is the bridge, about 2 to 3 inches away from the center of our eyebrows. Take a deep breath, please. Everybody think of who you want to heal. Pick one person or yourself. And when I leave a blank, that'll be the person's name that you say. We'll keep it that person's name the whole three times. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, name the person and the problem, the issue that you want healed, would be found open and healed by filling that person with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more, in a safe, comfortable, graceful way that's harmonious to that person's systems and all levels of their systems. Now we're pointing. Take a deep breath. We're channeling the energy now to the first area in our bridge. You may say positive statements like, I'm healing now. Healing energy is being sent to me now. God's love is healing me now. And keep breathing. Take a deep breath. Now we're going to move down to the Adam's apple, 2 to 3 inches away. I'm healing now. I'm being sent healing energies now. Keep breathing. What you want. Take a deep breath. Now we'll move into the next spot, our jaw area, right where that point is, about 2-3 inches away. Take a deep breath. I'm healing now. God's love is healing me. Healing energy is being sent to me now. Or whoever it's destined to heal. Take a deep breath. Now we're moving up to the last spot, the temples, right in that little indent, about a half inch up and a half inch back. I'm being healed now. God's energy is being sent to me. God's love is helping me heal. You may be releasing, burping sometimes helps. I just release that. Burping, hiccuping, sometimes coughing, sneezing sometimes come up. That's a form of releasing. Take a deep breath. I release the full effects of healing too. Now if it's yourself, say myself or whoever it's for. In love. It is done, it is done, it is done by the Divine Power 3. It is done. So be it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we're going to do it for a second time. So put your hands back on the first position again. We do it three times. And this is right there, but pretend your eyebrows are all closed together. We're right in the middle, 2 to 3 inches away. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, name the person and what you want to heal. If you don't know what it is, just say some of their symptoms. Would be found open and healed by filling that person with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more in a safe, comfortable, graceful way that's harmonious to that person's systems and all levels of their systems. Take a deep breath. I'm healing now. Healing energy is being sent to me. Or whoever you want it to be sent to. God's love is healing me. Take a deep breath. Now we'll go to the second place, which is the Adam's apple, about 2 to 3 inches away, pointing to there like a flashlight, flashing lights on it. I'm healing now. God's love is being sent to me now. Take a deep breath. Now we'll put our hands on our jaw area back there in that little nodule, about 2 to 3 inches away. Take a deep breath. I'm healing now. God's love is helping me heal. I'm being healed now. Keep breathing. Take a deep breath. Now we're going to move to the fourth place, which is our temples, right in that little indent, about a half inch up, half inch back. Take a deep breath. God's love is healing me now. Keep breathing. Healing energy is being sent to me now. I'm healing in the most perfect and appropriate way for me, or whoever you ask for. Take a deep breath. I release the full effects of healing to name the person and love. It is done, it is done, it is done. By the Divine Power 3, it is done. So be it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now for a third time, this is our third time, put your hands back on the bridge, which is your eyebrows, right in the center of your eyebrows, 2 to 3 inches away. Take a deep breath. For a third time, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, say the person's name and what you want to have healed. Would be found open and healed by filling that person with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more in a safe, comfortable, graceful way that's harmonious to that person's systems and all levels of their systems. Take a deep breath. I'm healing now for a third time. Healing energy is being sent to me now. Take a deep breath and move to the second position in the Adam's apple, about 2 to 3 inches away. I'm healing now. I'm being sent healing energies. God's love is healing me now in the most perfect and appropriate way for me and anyone else I'm asking for. Breathing. Take a deep breath. Now we're going to go to the jaw area, right in the back where that little nodule is, about 2 to 3 inches away. Place your hands there. God's healing me in the most perfect and appropriate way. God's love is healing me now. Healing energy is being sent to me now, or whoever you're asking for. Keep breathing. Take a deep breath. And now the last position, third time, and it's the temples. Put your hand in that little indent, about a half inch up and a half inch back. Take a deep breath. I'm healing now. God's love is healing me now. I'm being sent the most appropriate and perfect energy for my healing now. Keep breathing. Take a deep breath. I release the full effects of this healing, to name the person's name or yourself in love. It is done, it is done, it is done. By the Divine Power 3, it is done. So be it. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Take a deep breath. We're complete now. All three sequences. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Sue.
How do you feel?
I feel very light, very refreshed.
Yes, I feel that way too, very light and refreshed. And, you know, I learned sometimes where some people say they don't feel anything, doing several healing sessions with many different people. They say it's probably because our meridians are blocked in some way. So actually this healing code is going to unblock your meridians because it goes all over your whole body. It's not just focused on one part of your body. It just goes over the whole body. So I think it's going to unblock your meridians, and you're going to start feeling the energy a lot better if you haven't felt it. So I feel
I do feel it.
Really good.
Yeah, I used it for somebody else, but I feel totally refreshed within my own body. It's a wonderful feeling. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. It's very light and airy and I could say that what I feel is sparkly. And the more you do this, the more you'll feel it. It's just, you know, a repetitive. And really what will help you most is just doing it repeatedly. That's going to help the most. Consistency, at least one time a day. Will really help, and saying it out loud really helps if you can do it. If you can get away somewhere secluded in a quiet place that you can relax. Remember, when all the time you're saying it, say statements like I said for whoever you're saying it for. And if you're saying it for more than one person, you can name all the people and what is wrong with them or what issues you want to have healed. But then make sure before you do that you say that 27 esoteric Merkabah field prayer protection. That protects you. That protects everybody in the group from anyone else's energies and issues, because you don't want to take on anybody else's issues. If you're only sending it to one person, I think that's a different story. But I always put myself, if I'm saying it for somebody else, it's me and that person. So I always put myself in the Merkabah fields to protect me and that person too. So you just want to be protected while you're saying this. But I feel the energies in this are really, really, really good and really sparkly and really refreshing. I just love doing it because it makes you feel so good. If you can start it out in the beginning of the day, it's really a wonderful way to start your day.
Oh, it's a wonderful form of meditation, you know?
Yes,
it really
is. For sure.
Yeah.
It for sure, because you're calling in the light, life, and love of God directly from God. It's very high energy. And I don't know if you noticed this or not, but in some areas I was staying a little bit longer. Did you know that?
Yes.
Notice that?
I did notice that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I had a feeling that, and also words in my mind of one more time. And I was breathing a lot. And how I do this too is you'll tend to have your own system when you do this. I tend to breathe and then it'll say, I feel it's my higher self, and my higher self's telling me, breathe one more time, go through one more time with two more breaths, and they're telling me two more breaths on this one, then you're complete. And then, you know, if I move to another area, it's sometimes it's shorter. I don't need as much for that person or these people. But usually each time is different, too. Sometimes
so it's just a matter of using your intuition then as
you
go along.
And you'll feel it. You might feel it. You might hear words. Like I hear, actually feel it, and I hear words like two more times on this one. You know, and you might start developing that as you do it more.
Well, the nice
thing is
now.
Gifts in.
Right. And the nice thing is with this on the podcast, if people don't remember, they can just go in and listen to the podcast until they get the routine down pat. So that's something that I invite people to do.
Oh, yeah. And it's very easy to memorize. I've got it memorized. Like I'll say it in the car or different places. And it's just very easy to memorize. Or if you're not good at memorizing things, it's very simple to write down and then just carry it with you. But like three times a day is more powerful than two. Two times is more powerful than one. You know, it's really a good idea. One starts healing for sure because you're calling in the light, life, and love of God. But the more power you give it, the more, you know, the faster the healing.
Well, thank you for sharing it with us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was just such fun and feels so good.
Well, are you ready to move on to readings?
Yes. I am. I'm ready. I picked out the Ascended Masters again because those are the two. Picked out the two that people request more often, the Ascended Master card and the Archangel card. Those are the two. I have like 12 decks, but these two always shout out for me and general healings like this and general classes. So if you have someone in mind that would like it, they can pick which one they want. And then I'll say a little prayer before that. So that they're being helped, I'm being helped by their guides and angels to give them the right cards. So I'm ready whenever you are.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Are you willing to go a half hour on this, Susan? Because we went over on the healing code.
Yes.
Okay. So we can, for those of you who might be nervous, we will go a half hour, and we're not going to be able to get to all of you by a long shot. The people that called in and that I've talked to, hopefully we'll get to you, and maybe we'll get to some of the area codes too. But our first caller is Kimberly, and Kimberly, you're live.
Hi, Kimberly.
Kimberly, are you on mute?
Oh, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. What would you like? Would you like the Ascended Masters or would you like the Archangel cards?
Ascended Masters.
Okay. And David, last time I could either have no cards for somebody or someone has eight cards, but I was thinking it took so long to read all through them. How about if I just share maybe a little bit about three of them and then tell them what their themes are. And they can always contact me later.
I think that's a great idea.
So that
we're not spending so much time talking
about all eight of them if they do, because sometimes I'll pull up a lot and sometimes none of them. And then I'll have to move to another deck.
Go with three. I think that's an excellent idea.
Okay, we'll do three, and I'll just tell them what their other ones are, but I won't get into it unless they want to call me or something like that. It'd be a good idea, though, if they wrote them down so that they could remember the titles, and I could tell them later on what it means. So,
okay,
Kimberly,
sounds good.
Are you ready?
I am.
I'm going to say a prayer for you to connect you with your guides and angels. Okay, here it is. Take a deep breath. I ask Mother, Father, God, the angels, archangels, spirit guides, ascended masters, star teams, and galactic teams, and Kimberly's own guides and angels, and her higher self and higher self, to show her who her guides are and give her the perfect information that will be helpful to her at this time. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So how I do this is I run my hands Do I have four rows of cards, and whatever one pops up is the one you're supposed to be seeing and hearing about tonight. So I'm going to try the first row for you. Okay, let me know. Please give the correct messages for Kimberly. Okay, nothing came off the first row. I'm going to try the second row, Kimberly. Okay, there's something in the second row. Okay, all right, it's this one. Just 1 second. I'm going to go through the whole thing first and then share it with you. I've got another one in that row. Okay, I've got two for you so far. Now I'm in the third row. I move my hands over, and whatever I'm pulled to, I think I'm kind of using my vision and my hands to pull me to these cards. Okay, nothing in the third row. And now I'm going to the last row. Okay, there's one right here. Okay, and sometimes I have to run it through a couple times just to make sure I get the right one. So all the cards are sitting right next to each other. Four of them right here. I have four, Kimberly, for you. Okay, so do you have a piece of paper and a pencil to write this down?
Yes.
Okay. So, now, I don't know, maybe I have drawn, I just don't draw this one very often. And I'm going to spell this for you. This is the Ascended Master, A, capital A, E-N-G-U-S. A-E-N-G-U-S. Okay, let me see here. And I'm looking him up. And it says twin flame. Okay. Just 1 second, please. 1 second. I don't know why that's not in there. Okay, I'm just looking this up. Can't find this right now. Oh, there it is. Okay. So, it's pronounced Angus. Have you ever heard of Angus?
Yes.
Oh, you have. Okay. So this card indicates a twin flame relationship, which is the deepest form of romantic love. To form such a partnership, you must follow your inner guidance and learn personal growth lessons and have patience with divine timing. Once twin flames find each other, everything in their life reaches new heights of love and light. So, no, there could be different meanings. It said, here's one meaning. The person that you're inquiring about is your soulmate or twin flame. Or it could mean you'll soon be with your twin flame. So keep your heart open and stay positive. Follow your guidance to manifest your prayers about your love life. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yes.
Does it? Okay, good. So keep that in mind, and you can also talk to him. He's a Celtic god who helps soulmates and twin flame relationships meet and enjoy harmonious relationships. So a twin flame is even closer than a soulmate relationship. And he helps lovers resolve arguments with his magical harp and healing kisses. He sounds really neat. So the next one is Archangel Michael. Okay, I'm going to find to tell you. Do you know Archangel Michael?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to find him. And what I'm finding out here is these aren't all in order. That's why I'm having such a hard time finding him. Let's see. And it's called You Can Do It. You Can Do It. Does that title resonate with you at all?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. I'm looking for it. Okay. Sorry, we have to look this up. I thought they were in alphabetical order. Okay, 1 second. There it is. So Archangel Michael's talking to you. He said, you're qualified and ready to take the steps toward your desired outcome. You have what it takes to fulfill your dreams and your life's purpose. So this card signals it's time now to make your move. You can do it. Take action without delay or hesitation. There's some different meanings, and you'll see which one relates to you more than others. No more preparing or procrastination. Just do it. You're valuable and a beloved person. Break your bigger goals down to smaller steps and take one step today. That could mean that, but you're on the right path. And let go of perfectionism and know that you'll do fine. Does that resonate with you or anything you're going through?
It does.
Does it? Okay, so you can talk to Archangel Michael. Just talk to him out louder in your thoughts and ask him to help you with this. Now there's two more, and I'll let you decide which one you want. One is called Paul the Venetian. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
And he's for artistic expression, and the other one is called White Buffalo Woman for peace offering. Which one would you like me to read? Paul the Venetian or
Paul
White?
Paul the Venetian.
Okay, Paul the Venetian. Okay. Try to find it here. Okay. This card signals that your artistic talents are in need of creative expression. Do you resonate with that at all?
Yes.
Okay, you have hidden talents that lie dormant. This trapped energy can make you feel tired and restless and anxious and can lead to addictions if the energy isn't expressed. Even your artistic abilities feel unpolished, even if they do. They need an outlet. So make time today to draw, paint, sing, play music, write, take photographs, make jewelry, sew, dance, sing, or something artistic and creative. You may find the key to your life's purpose, an ideal career, through this process. Now here's some different meanings. Take a class or learn a new artistic skill. Or it could mean one of your loved ones is an artist. Or express your true feelings. Or the fourth one is your life purpose involves an artistic endeavor, such as writing or playing music. So does that resonate with you at all about art?
Yes.
So those are the four. And the other one was the White Buffalo Woman, White Buffalo Calf Woman, and her title is Peace Offering. So these sound like great cards to me. You can do it.
Okay.
You can do it, Kimberly. That's what they're saying. You can talk to them and ask them to help you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Kimberly.
Thank you, David.
All right. You're welcome. God bless, hon.
God bless you, too. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Keisha is next, and I'm bringing her live, and there she is. Hi, Keisha.
Hey. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Very good. How are you, Keisha?
All right, thank you for the prayer. Yes, I was burping, I coughed, and I sneezed when you were doing all the tapping stuff. I was like, is this normal? Okay, but yeah.
Yeah, that's normal. Those are releases. Whenever you're doing healing work, a lot of times you will release that way, coughing, sneezing, burping, you know.
Yeah.
And if you don't,
each time,
just breathe out.
Yeah, right. No, I was
what
I was active
like?
With me.
Would you like the Ascended Master cards or would you like the Archangel cards?
Give me the angels. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, do you know what the difference is between the two of them?
No, I was thinking, what is the difference?
Okay. Well, the Ascended Masters, like Jesus, Mother Mary, they've lived on the earth before. They've gone through some of the things that we've gone through, but now they're in the spirit world and they're masters helping us. The archangels have really never lived on the earth, but they're here helping us. And they're higher level. There's different levels of angels, and they're kind of like the bosses of the angels. So they're really powerful, and they really help out. So would you like the archangels?
Yeah, give me the archangels. That's fine.
Okay. All righty. I'm going to say a prayer. So if you want to take a deep breath, and I'm saying this prayer for you.
Okay.
I ask Mother, Father, God, the angels, archangels, spirit guides, ascended masters, star teams, and galactic teams, and Keisha's own guides and angels, her higher self and her higher higher self, to show her who her guides are and give her the perfect information that will be helpful to her at this time. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
And now I'm going to go over here to the other side of the table. I have all the cards laid out. And I'm going to go over the first row. Okay. I'm going to show Keisha the perfect information and the guides that are here that she needs to know now. Okay. Okay. It looks like there's one in the middle. this one right here. Okay, I've got one from the first row.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go over the second row. I rub my hands together. That really connects me with them. Nothing in that second row. Okay. Now I'm going to move to the third row. Please show Keisha who her guides are and the messages she needs to hear now. Okay, see a couple of them in this row. For sure, this one. So it's funny because some of them are really, really strong. I feel a really strong pull, that one I did. And some of them are just like a little bit, but that one is another one that's really strong. In this
Let's start with
you.
The strong ones then. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll start with these two strong ones. I've got them in this pile. You've got three right now, and I've got the next row now that I'm going over right now. Please show Keisha who her guides are and the message. Is it appropriate for her and perfect for her now? Okay, let's see. Okay, none in that row. So you got the three, so we can concentrate. They were very strong. Okay, so two of them really have something to do with each other. And the one is called Creative Writing. Creative Writing by Archangel Gabriel. I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to find it here and what this means. Okay. Sorry if it just takes me a minute to find this. Okay. So Archangel Gabriel is one of your guides. Have you ever heard of Archangel Gabriel?
Yes. Communication.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah. She's saying, make time to write down your thoughts in a journal or pen an article or a book. Have you ever thought of writing anything? Really?
I am a writer in a way, but I haven't did it in like years. Yeah,
that
I know.
Filling up
I already
very
know that.
Strong
yeah.
for me. I mean, wow, when I came over that card, it really pulled to that. It said, your soul longs for creative expression through writing. I can help you schedule this activity. Honor any inner nudges that guide you to write. This writing may be for your own enjoyment or may be a wonderful experience for self-expression in a private journal. As you work with your connection to the written word, you may receive divine guidance to write articles or books for publication. Call upon me, Archangel Gabriel, to guide you through this process. And so Archangel Gabriel is a messenger angel. She loves to help writers and journalists, delivering healing messages. So that was very strong. Very, very strong. So please ask her to help you. The next one is teaching and learning. It kind of goes with that. And that's Archangel Zadkiel. Have you ever heard of Archangel Zadkiel?
Zadkiel. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what he do, but yeah, I heard of him.
Okay, let me go find him now. Okay. Archangel Zadkiel. He says, keep an open mind and learn new ideas. Then teach these ideas to others. It kind of like, for me, goes together with the creative writing. You can teach in writing. You're a spiritual teacher and an avid learner. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Learning and teaching are linked in a perfect cycle in which information comes to you when you need it. Teach others about the topics that awaken your passions. The more you teach, the more your lessons are reinforced within yourself. Be open to sharing new ideas and learning about topics that aren't in your immediate sphere of interest. Your students will teach you in many ways, too. So trust your teaching and learning abilities as your mind is one with the divine mind of God. You are an intelligent and wise being. Know that it's safe in this lifetime for you to be outspoken in your teachings. And Archangel Zadkiel is the ultimate spiritual professor. He's patient and kind and has access to all knowledge. And he's widely known for his ability to help human memory function. So you can ask him to memorize any information. He'll assist you with that. So his name is Archangel Zadkiel. He's one of your guides. And so is Archangel Gabriel. And the next one, guess who it is? Archangel Zadkiel again.
Michael. Oh, okay.
And you did say you've heard of him before?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, does anybody ever tell you he's one of your guides?
Not Zadkiel, no, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only one comes up is either, Gabriel or Michael.
Mm-hmm. And he's come in twice, two times out of three cards. So, and they were very strong, very strong. So, okay, he says compassion. Soften your heart with respect to this situation and all people involved, including yourself. He said, I can help you forgive yourself and others or to compassionately see everyone's point of view. You needn't change your stance or behavior. It simply means approaching the situation with a loving heart, which empowers you and allows creative solutions to pour forth. Zadkiel's name means the righteousness of God, and he helps us release unforgiveness toward ourselves and others. Ask him to come into your dreams and act like a chimney sweep, clearing away